Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 1 through 7. First Chronicles 16, verse 1 through 7. And they brought in the ark of God and placed it inside the tent which David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. When David had finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. He distributed to every one of Israel, both men and women, to everyone a loaf of bread and a portion of meat and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord, even to celebrate and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and second to him Zechariah, then Jael and Shemiramoth and Jehiel and Mattithav and Eliab and Benaiah, Obed-Edom and Jael with musical instruments, harps, lyres, and also Asaph played loud-sounding cymbals, and Benaiah and Jehaziel, the priests, blew trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David first assigned Asaph and his relatives to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence here, God. Thank you that we can come before you and worship you and just be in your presence and pray to you and meet with you, God. We give this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. This morning I want us to reflect upon this idea of ministering before the Lord. And I want to reflect upon it myself. And I want us to kind of meditate upon that idea of ministering before God. I like to sit recite this verse that we just read about David bringing the Ark of Covenant back from where it was, and he sets it up in the tent of meeting that he's the tabernacle that he's made for, or he's built for the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God, right? So David brings that back, sets it up in the tabernacle, and then what he does is he sets up these Levites, these musicians that can play the instruments and blow the trumpet and sing, and he sets them up just so that they will minister before the Ark of the Covenant, right, before the presence of God. And that's their job, right? They're not there to necessarily lead people into singing or to provide some sort of entertainment for the people through their music. Their job is to use their music, and their only purpose is to glorify God. No one else is there, right? And they're just worshiping the Lord, singing and making music. So I like to tell this to our worship team to just keep us in check and say, hey, our job first and foremost is not to, you know, bless the people. Yes, our job is to bless the congregation, to help them sing along and to help them, I don't know, get into an atmosphere where they can worship God and meet with God and encounter God. But first and foremost, what we're doing up here, we have to remember that we're doing it to the Lord, right? When we're singing each note, playing the guitar, playing the drums, everything we're doing, we want to do it so that, you know, just keep in mind that we're ministering unto the Lord and not necessarily for the people. And I need to keep that in mind. And I want to, you know, ask us too, that we have to keep that in mind. So when you guys sing your songs, and you guys join in worship, or when you are doing that in your own quiet time, you know, this is all, it's not just some entertainment, and you're not worrying about, you know, what's the person next to me doing? Is he raising his hands? Or is he singing harmony? Or is he off key or whatever? But our job is to think of the Lord and say, God, when I'm singing this song, I'm singing this for you, and I'm doing this for you. I want to minister unto you. But I want to just remind us that it's not just in singing. You know, this verse that we have about these men and women, well, probably just men in this time, the Levitical priests ministering before the Ark of the Covenant, it wasn't just in music. It wasn't just in singing. If we look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it's the famous verse about the royal priesthood. It says, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood. And when we think about this verse, the priesthood of all believers, we often think about it in terms of us being people that are called to do the ministry of God, to do the work of God. And even in this verse, it says, "You are called as a chosen race, a people for God's own possession, a royal priesthood, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness." So this one talks about kind of proclaiming God to the world. And the priest, one of his job was to stand in the gap between the people and God, right? And to intercede for them, to pray for them, to connect them with the Lord. And that's a great idea to have, that the priests of all believers, that we're all called to be priests, that we're all called to do the work of God. We're all called to bring people, right, that don't know God, and to proclaim God to them and for them to be connected to the Lord. But what we also see in the scriptures is that the priests, one of their main jobs before, you know, leading the people closer to God and standing in the gap and offering sacrifices for them and things like that, one of their main jobs was to minister before the Lord, right? The priests were there so that they could minister before the Lord and worship Him and pray to Him and make the offerings to the Lord, but not for the sake of the people, but to minister to the Lord. If we look in Joel chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn the ministers of the Lord." Right? It says the priests are the ministers of the Lord, and they were mourning because of the state that the Israelites were in. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 2 also says, "Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites by their divisions, each according to his service, both the priests and the Levites, for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the camp of the Lord." Again, this idea that the priests were to minister unto the Lord, to minister before God. And it could mean so many things. It could mean the singing and the making of the music, but it was also just doing the work of the temple, right? Taking care of the offerings, taking care of the temple, taking care of the altar. And all this thing that they did, they were doing them as ministry unto the Lord. But then it says, we're all called to be a royal priesthood. Right, so I believe there's an aspect of each of our lives where we need to be doing things not for the sake of the people, not for the needs of the people, not to meet people's need, but we're doing it because we're just ministering unto God. Right? There's an aspect in everything that we do, because in Colossians 3:23 it says, "Whatever you do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than men." So, in everything that you do, if you turn your heart to the Lord, then you can do it as ministry unto God, right? It could be singing your songs and making music, doing your quiet time. You're doing it unto the Lord as if He was right there and you're ministering to Him. But in everything that you do at work, whether it is being obedient to God, you know, making choices of integrity at work, treating people rightly, even though it's difficult to do so, going out of your way to serve the homeless or to serve the poor or to look out for somebody that's in need at work. I think whatever you do, if you can turn your heart to the Lord and think about ministering unto God, then before you actually meet the need of those people, before you actually make those choices of integrity at work, You can say, God, I'm doing this for you. People may not even recognize it. People may not even notice that you're doing it. No one else you know may see that you did this wonderful thing to give you recognition. But you know that God is watching, and you say, God, I'm doing this because I want to minister unto you. And it's all about you, just you and me, and I'm doing it to you. And I want us to just remember that. You know, in just as we live our lives, because I think it's so easy to kind of focus on what people are thinking about me, or well, how am I going to look in front of people, and do people see what I'm doing, and all these things. But we have to stop and remember, no, God has called me, I think first and foremost, to minister unto himself. It's the greatest commandment, right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then love your neighbor as yourself. The first thing that we need to do, and Jesus says this about Mary, right, who sat before the Lord and just listened to him. He says, Mary has chosen the right thing, the right thing. Don't worry about all these other things, but come before me, spend time with me, minister before me. And so I want to encourage us with that. And just today, as we go through our day, that we would turn our hearts to him in everything that we do, whether it is loving on people and being nice to people and sharing the love of Christ with people. Just think the first thing that we're doing is we're ministering unto God. We're serving God. We are loving on the Lord before we worry about meeting the needs of the people. So very simple devotional. If Eunice can come and lead us in a song, let's just turn to God now and kind of meditate upon this idea, reflect upon this idea of everything that we're doing, that we're doing it on as ministry unto God, to love on him and to meet with him and to worship him through this. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this passage and this idea, God, that you've called us, God, to minister before you. And first of all, to come before you, God, and to love you, God, and to worship you, to serve you. Before we think about the needs of the people, before we think about what we're accomplishing with our work, or what people are going to think or say, or what people are seeing or noticing. But God, I thank you that you are always, you know, looking at us, and you're always watching us, God. Matthew 5 and 6 tells us, God, that you see what we do in secret. Lord, when we pray to you, when we give to the poor, when we're fasting, you see what we do in secret. You're always noticing what we're doing. And I pray, God, that in our heart of hearts, God, that we would turn to you in everything that we do, whether it's being obedient at work, whether it's working hard, even in a difficult working environment, God, making the right choices, treating people well, God. I pray that our heart motivation will be, I want to worship you. I want to minister to you. I want to be obedient to you because it makes you happy, and I'm doing it out of love. So I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just draw us into your presence closer, draw us into your heart closer. Thank you, God, for this time.
That's within me feels dry. trust me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and He is here.
For God, in this time, as Eunice plays on, just take 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and just think about the Lord as we sing this song that is a ministry unto the Lord. As we sit here and wait upon Him and just come before Him, let's have this attitude in our hearts of ministering to God, sitting at the feet of the Lord and worshiping Him and loving Him. And then we'll go into our time of corporate prayer. corporate prayer focus. Let's pray for our family members and friends and church members that are going through cancer or chemo or surgery. Let's pray for God's healing to come. And let's just lift them up and go before God in behalf of our friends. Let's pray together. Pray for those that need healing but also are in need of salvation. Let's pray that God will have mercy on them and reveal himself to these people on this list. Let's pray together. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members are going through. Let's pray for healing and strength and encouragement upon them in this time. Let's pray together. If you can pray for P. Sam, he's got a migraine. He just came back from Singapore on a night flight, and he's suffering from a migraine. So please pray for healing. He gets that from time to time. So let's really pray that he'll be fully healed from that. Pray for those in our church that are looking for a job. Let's pray for favor, and let's pray that they'll be able to find something amazing. Let's pray that God will lead them. So let's pray for our friends. Let's turn to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SB Beijing. Let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and Annie and Chris and Amy and the other leaders of that church. Let's pray for Jesse and the Chong family, my parents, Edie Clark. Let's pray for the missionaries. These are the missionaries that we're supporting and praying. So let's pray that God would watch over them and anoint them and give them just power and authority. Pray for the Chichihar kids, which is a small little orphanage that we've supporting through Pastor Sam Kim's contact, and just pray for China as a whole. Pray for the churches there. Let's pray together. Pray for the staff. Thank you for praying for us. Please pray that we'll just fall deeper in love with God every day, and that we would be able to hear from the Lord as we make decisions and lead the church. Pray also for the personal lives, the family members, and everything, that there will be a lot of joy and a lot of favor, you know, in everything that we do. So yeah, thank you for praying for us. Let's pray for the staff. Team, the sound team, and the media team, that we would have that heart of these Levites that just minister before the Ark of the Covenant, minister before the presence of the Lord, that we would fall so deeply in love with God. Please pray for the worship team, and also just for a heart of excellence and a desire and heart to serve the church in everything that we do. So let's lift up the worship, sound, and media team. For our Arts Anonymous Arts Ministry team, pray for more creativity, pray for spread as they work on our triannual newspaper, and just pray for their own lives as well, that God will fill them with joy and favor in their workplaces and give them rest in their mind and hearts. Let's pray for our Arts Anonymous team. pray for the house churches meeting today. Pray for all the Tuesday house churches. Pray for the leaders, and that it'll be an amazing time and a real anointed time. And let's lift up the house churches. Let's take a moment to pray for our apologetics conference this weekend. Let's pray that it'll be an amazing time. Pray for Pastor Ryan, that God will prepare him to speak to this church. And let's pray that many people from our church will sign up and come. And that the presence of God will be so strong that our minds will be renewed as we really engage our mind and thought as we have this conference. Let's pray for this weekend. God, thank you so much for this morning. We want to just come and minister unto you, God, with our prayers, with our just sitting before you, and with our worship and singing, God. Yeah, I pray that you would draw us closer to you today and help us, God, in everything that we do, even when we go to our workplaces, that we'll turn our hearts to you. And with our work, we'll glorify you, and we'll worship you, and we'll love you, and we'll minister to you. So let that be our first and foremost, God, our goal, as we go throughout this day. Thank you for watching over us, God, and I pray your blessing over everyone here, that you would walk with them, God, throughout this day. Thank you, God. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.